In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. It's not always easy to stay encouraged from day to day, to keep trying at whatever we're doing, whatever kind of service we're doing, whatever career we may have. One memory I have from teaching that I bring with me in my life and in my ministry was when I was a first-year teacher at a new school. I had a class that was very lively and very difficult. And there was a teacher who was outside my classroom having hall duty, who was a seasoned veteran teacher, over 30-year career, very well respected. And I, of course, was very embarrassed. And also, it was hard to be encouraged because I would sometimes think, yes, the class was 40 minutes, but how many minutes of education actually occurred with all of this happening? And, you know, the teacher who was outside, he would make sure that the kids who would be sneaking out would get, he would push them back in the class. So, humorous to talk about, but also it was difficult. And then the following year, he said something that really impressed me because he had a lively class. And he came to me and he said, my seventh period this year is like your eighth period last year. And I thought that for somebody who had been teaching longer than I was alive, to be humble enough to come and be vulnerable like that, to say something that he was struggling with, I thought that still touches me. And so I felt good that I wasn't by myself, but at the same time I thought, I don't know if I like the sound of having to deal with this for 34 years like you have been doing that too. But he also had mastered understanding what this, that there are different classes and different chemistries, and you just have to work with this particular situation. And so that's the gift that he has given me to take with me in the continuation, in this ministry, and also in spiritual life, just from day to day practice of the life in Christ. Because how many of us say the same thing? How difficult it is to confess Christ in our thoughts, our words, in our deeds. No matter how experienced we are, no matter how much we are involved in the church, there's still difficulty. And that same feeling I get when I heard the master teacher say those things, I sometimes, when I think of what some saints have said, it's a similar principle. St. Paul calls himself the worst of the sinners. Again, we would say, if St. Paul is the worst, what does that say about me? I'm even worse than the worst. St. Basil, in St. Basil's liturgy. St. Basil is probably one of the greatest social workers ever. And such a great teacher, such a great prayerful legacy he left us. And in his liturgy, his prayers, he says that we have done nothing good on the earth. If St. Basil has done nothing good on the earth, what does that say about me? But We are very often talking about ourselves as unworthy, and not in the self-deprecating way, but in a way that appreciates God. Because as I said yesterday, as we're celebrating the Feast of All the Saints, we cannot acquire holiness without the Holy One. And so while we often feel like we have long ways to go, there was a saint who was on his deathbed and he said, I need time to repent. The room smelled like myrrh. And he still says, I need time to repent. So we all feel sometimes far from God. Saints felt far from God. But Christ tells us in today's gospel that whoever confesses him in front of people, that he will confess that person in front of the Father in heaven. Now, in Greek, confess means when you say homologo, it literally means to say the same thing. So to agree. So when I confess my sins, I agree with the light of Christ that has exposed those thoughts, words, and deeds that are against the holy nature of the human being, that violated my relationship with God. So confessing our belief, confessing our sins, they're all, and doing good works, are all ways of agreeing with Christ. And then the amazing part of that is that he says that he will confess us. How can, in my sinfulness, how can Christ agree with me? But by the Holy Spirit, Christ makes us agreeable. As we remember from the parable of the prodigal son, the son was still at a distance when his father received him. And so nobody is perfect without God completing our way. God is the way, and he also meets us and brings us to holiness. But we have to insist on uniting ourselves to God. How does one become a saint? There is no scientific formula, because the life with God is mystical. So there aren't checklists or specific rules about how someone becomes recognized as a saint. Saint Paul asks, are all prophets? Are all apostles? Are all teachers? We don't all have the same gifts. As I said, and as Deacon Clint said last week also, that we all have one gift in common, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit. But the charismata, the specific gifts, each one is unique. And it doesn't mean that I have to be exactly like Saint Basil in order to be a saint. On Judgment Day, I've heard that God is going to say, not why were you not St. Basil, not why you not St. John Chrysostom, but why were you not Peter? This specific person that I made and loved. Being a saint is being the person that God made. God said that his creation is holy, beautiful. And so while we may think that human nature is selfish and without self-control, that's unnatural. That's a deviation from the holy creature that God made. And so when we can see this hope in every person, it becomes harder to accept sin, but it makes it easier to realize that we need God. And to go back to what St. Basil said about we have done nothing good on the earth, and St. Paul calling himself the foremost of the sinners, we're not acting to say that, because false humility is also prideful. If we say things that sound humble just for the sake of, I know what humble sounds like, so I'm going to put on that show, then we miss the point. But I think if we can recognize our vulnerability and know that it's God who completes that way, who perfects us, and God who makes us worthy, even though we feel very unworthy, we can be thankful to what he does for us. And we can trust that he will do something good with us, with each one of us, and that he can use each one of us to build love together. So I hope that the intercessions of all the saints, as we celebrate today, always encourage us to confess Christ, even if it's hard to do, even if it may feel that there are friend pressures or work pressures or family pressures not to. We can always turn back to him. He loves us. He made us holy, and if we allow him to continuously work on us, he will reveal his holiness through us. To Christ our God be all glory, honor, and worship, together with his eternal Father and his all holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and forever, unto ages of ages.
Amen.